Right now, time to check in with Pat Pagano. We'll take a look at that forecast. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning, Marshall. Before I forget, one of our stations is having a terrible, terrible time with Skype. I'm pretty sure it is because of their internet.
It is. That's exactly why. They've got to have they can't do it over Wi-Fi, and they have to do it over a direct connection. And they can't use the regular speed internet. They have to pay for a little bit more.
So I was kind of wondering, should I recommend to them the other program that you were considering?
Well, then you'd have to install it on at your place as well.
Oh, okay. Not getting into that.
No. All right. So just tell them they got to spend a little bit more on internet service.
Okay. That's what I keep telling them.
Do you know who their internet provider is?
I have no idea. They're in New Hampshire.
All right. Yeah, it's their internet. They're probably doing you on Wi-Fi, I bet. So they should, if they did a direct Ethernet connection to that computer, it would work out better.
They keep calling their IT people in, and this just keeps happening, and I keep telling them.
Yeah.
It is definitely your end.
Yeah.
I have many stations that use Skype, such as you, Marshall. I said, and we do not have a problem.
And who's the first one that used Skype? Who's the first one?
Yeah, it was you, yeah. Never even heard of it. It was Marshall, yep. All right, so
Before we get to the weather, I got a good friend, Eddie Meza. He owns the Meza's Pizzeria in the Sharon Country Inn. He just finally opened his brand new car wash on the state line in between Lakeville and Millerton. It opened officially yesterday. And what do you do? What does Mother Nature do? Brings in rainy weather. I mean, he has been waiting to open this for months. Eddie, congratulations on opening the car wash.
It's open. Good luck. Don't worry. There'll be a lot of time needed to wash the cars in the next week or so. Believe me when I tell you that.
All right.
So if there was a wintry mix in your area, it's gone.
There was early on. But it was last night. It was last night, not this morning.
Right now, it's snowing across portions of Massachusetts, Vermont, and New Hampshire.
And we have 37 degrees here.
Right. And we've had reports of about up to 3/4 inch. North of us.
Well, that sounded like what we got the other day.
Very similar. So we'll have periods of rain, most of which will taper off by early afternoon. We'll have a high today, 40 to 45. And that was a little low that ripples off east of Cape Cod. Now tonight, we have a cold front coming across the Midwest, and ahead of it, there's going to be a southerly flow of air that's going to begin to transport more moisture our way. So there will be some rain or showers overnight, but nothing steady. We'll hold in the 40s. Now, as the front approaches tomorrow, it's windy and warm with showers. Could be a rumble of thunder. And that means we get up to 65 to 70 degrees. Then the front goes by tomorrow night with still a shower. Saturday, partly sunny, a cold wind, about 45. Sunday, sunny, around 40. Then we'll all play meteorological roulette early next week. Low pressure will organize off the Carolinas. The indications are that it will move northeast.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a possibility of snow here on Monday. I know it's spring, folks, but we do get snow in April and we do get snow in spring.
And if it snows on Monday, it will be a wet snow.
It will be a wet snow. The earlier it starts, the more we could get. The later it starts, the less we can get. Right now, the American model, the GFS, is kind of playing with it. The euro is very strong with it, and the euro is indicating that there could be significant snow on Monday. So let's just see. I've seen the euro really, really be terrible this year. So I'm not ready to buy it, hook, line, sinker, but it wouldn't faze me because now we're in spring.
We're in spring, and normally when we have a snowless winter like we've had, there's normally one storm either in the beginning or the end that makes the snow totals look something halfway decent. Really, if you go through a whole winter like this, because we haven't even really had significant icing. We've had ice. We've had, snow turn to sleet and freezing rain, but we haven't had any significant ice storms. We haven't had any significant snowstorms. I think about 6.5 inches was what we. I think we got about 11 or 12 inches for the whole winter, which is
nothing.
Absolutely nothing, because it came in dribs and drabs.
Right, absolutely nothing. Now, I'm going to pass this information on to you. I heard from my doctor,
yeah,
not my present doctor, but my former doctor. And he said, you know, coronavirus, he says, coronavirus is, quote, a cold. He said, it's been around for a long, long time. There are different varieties. He said, this one seems to want to target the respiratory area. He said, I cannot emphasize more, and now this is for me. He says, Pat, chicken soup, get this, chicken soup, garlic, onions, vitamin D.
Well, I feel good about that because what have I been making? Not just chicken soup, but I've been making out of, you know, I cook chickens, and I've been making my own chicken broth, and I put bok choy, onions, and mushrooms in it.
There you go.
And I've had that a lot. And of course, what else did he say to eat?
Garlic.
Garlic goes in everything I make.
Well, according to him, which is interesting, this is a great line of defense. And then I read an article by a gentleman who talked about, he says, you know, people must wonder, where's the flu when it's not wintertime? You know, he said, the virus is just dice. No. He said, the problem is that at all other times of the year, this is very interesting. You're outside, you're getting sunshine, you're getting vitamin D. He said, which promotes your immune system and keeps the bug from inhabiting the human body. So in the wintertime, the reason why we get the flus and the viruses is because less people are outside, there's less sunshine, there's less vitamin D, and it's unable to get into the body. He brought out a point which is really incredible. He said, such was the case on that cruise ship. That was off, was it China or wherever it was? He said, before they quarantined everybody on there, I don't know, I think he said there was something like 100 people with the virus. He said, once they quarantined everybody, it went to over 300. He said, and the reason for that, they were quarantined, they weren't getting out, they weren't getting the sun, they weren't getting the vitamin D. So his words are very similar to my doctor's, former doctor's words, in that you need the vitamin D, and that's why it's encouraged, if the weather is nice, like yesterday, go out and take a walk, because you'll get the sunshine. You know, whenever it's sunny, go out and take a walk. You're not among crowds, and you're getting the vitamin D that is needed to try to ward off this ridiculous virus. There you go.
I don't believe any of it.
Well, it's better than believing nothing. That's all I could say.
I believe that I am the luckiest person in the world, because all I do is I get up in the morning, I come into work, I work, I go home. Sometimes I come back and go home, but then when I go home, I stay in the house. I don't have any contact with anybody else from the outside world. And when I get gas, the only contact I have with the outside world is when I have to use the touch screen, and I have a little bit of spray disinfectant that I spray on the touch screen before I do it nowadays, and I get in my car. So that's, I mean, you can't get more isolated. I'm really self-isolated, Pat.
Well, I mean, and look at me. I mean, I'm working out of the house, so I don't even have to go to the weather center or get in the car, but I do have to go to the shopping stores. And, you know, I didn't go yesterday. I went the day before, so I did get a lot of stuff. But, you know, this morning they started that whole thing at Stop and Shop. You know about that? 6 a.m. to 7:30 for anybody 60 or older?
Yeah, we announced that for here. And not only now that Stop and Shop did it starting today, I mean, we had the announcement on Tuesday that they were going to do it at the stores. But now we find out that Stop and Shop in Connecticut, in Massachusetts, also the Adams Grocery Store in Massachusetts, and Big Y, they're all going to do the same thing now. They're all following suit.
Let me tell you something.
They're going to have a special for people who have depleted immune systems.
Right. Let me tell you something. At 6:02, I was at Stop and Shop this morning.
Yeah.
Could not find a parking place. Pouring rain. And the line to get in the door was the entire block.
Were they all senior citizens?
They must have been. Half of them were wearing masks, which I don't understand, because they were told over and over again, you don't bother wearing masks to try to prevent the virus. Only wear a mask if you are contagious. So I don't know what the story was, but the way I pulled into the parking lot, I pulled right out. So I was back home in 10 minutes. So much for that. And on a rainy morning at 6 a.m., you would think very few people would be
there. A rainy, cold morning.
Right. Yep. So I was kind of shocked. So I will just wait till later and get there and just hope to have vegetables. I'm trying to get the vegetables so I can make the chicken soup.
Oh, I've got tons of carrots. I've got tons of onions. I've got leeks. I've got bok choy.
Could you please send them down?
I know. Because I'm only one person, and so I say tons. I have like two things of celery, six or seven big onions, three or four bins of lettuce, you know. But that, for me, that lasts a whole while, a long time.
A long time.
Yeah. So anyway.
Good for you.
Well, Pat, I wish you better luck on getting your vegetables mañana.
Thank you.
And stay healthy and wealthy and wise.
I'm going to try to do that, and you do the same, and we'll be back tomorrow morning to take a look at that potential storm for early next week.
Okay. Thanks, Pat.
All righty. Bye, Marshall.
Bye-bye. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.